in English also.
是的，我确实有时候用英文来唱。
And sometimes in German, that's the original way it was written.
有时候是用德文，因为有些歌曲最早是用德文写成的。
I'm always very, very grateful when I have the opportunity to come to Cupertino.
每次我来 Cupertino, 我都非常非常的感激。
And it's a special privilege to be invited to come and share God's word with you.
能够在这里分享神的话语，这是非常的荣幸。
I know that next month is your missions month.
我知道下个月是我们的宣教月。
But I won't be here.
但是我不会在这里。
So I thought I'd get a shot at talking about missions also.
所以我在想，我要不要用这个机会来讲一讲宣教。
Because there are two things that are on my heart.
因为有两件事在我的心上。
Two things that I want to be leaving to people after I'm long gone.
有两件事，就是哪怕我有一天离开这里了，我也想留给大家的。
The first thing is,
第一件事是
that I wanted to give people a new challenge to grow in grace by loving the Word of God.
第一件事就是我要挑战大家在神的话语里面去成长，在他的恩典里面去成长。
And the second thing is,
那么第二件事
thatI helped create in them a sense of the responsibility of world missions.
第二件事就是要产生一个大家一个责任感，就是为这个普世的宣教。
And so this morning I want to talk to you about the blessing that can come to us as individuals and as a church as we emphasize the importance of missions.
那么今天我就要来讲，当我们不管是个体还是群体。当我们来重视宣教时候，我们会所得到的祝福。
And I want you to turn in your Bibles to a psalm.
所以我请大家把圣经打开到诗篇。
Psalm 67.
诗篇第67篇。
Now the psalm that we read earlier today.
那我们今天早先读的这个诗篇。
That was a psalm that talked about all the evil that is going on in the world.
那个诗篇109篇是讲的这个在世界上我们所看到的种种罪恶
And the judgment of God that would fall.
以及上帝的审判
It was not a pretty psalm.
不是一个好像很美的诗篇
But it certainly represents the way our world is moving today.
但确实反映了我们今天这个世界是什么样一个情况
And that is a dark, dark picture.
那是非常昏暗黑暗的一个图画
But this morning I want to give you some hope
但今天早上我希望能给大家一些期望
I want to give you some joy
给你们一些喜乐
We have enough of this darkness and that evil and the sin around us
这些黑暗这些罪恶已经够了
We want to talk about the blessing that God wants to bestow upon us.
我们要谈一谈上帝所要给我们的祝福。
So let me read the psalm to you, Psalm 67.
所以我来把这个诗篇67篇来读给大家听。
It says, May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us.
愿神怜悯我们，赐福于我们，用脸光照我们。
May your ways be known on earth,Your salvation among all nations.
好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。
May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you.
神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。
May the nations be glad and sing for joy.
愿万国都快乐欢呼。
For you rule the people justly and guide.The nations of the earth.
因为你必按公正审判万民，引导世上的万国。
May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you.
神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。
Now notice verse 5.
注意一下这个第五节。
Then the Lord will yield its harvest.The land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him.
地已经出了土产，神就是我们的神，要赐福于我们。神要赐福于我们，地的四极都要敬畏他。
There are two words that stand out in this psalm.
那么这个诗篇里有两个词特别醒目。
The one is blessing.
一个就是赐福。
And the other one is the nations.
还有一个就是万国。
You know, our blessing is dependent upon our responsibility to share the good news with the nations.
所以我们所得到的祝福啊，取决于我们是不是把这个福音传给万国。
When we fulfill the responsibility of sharing the gospel with the rest of the world, it says God will bless us.
当我们承担起这个责任，把福音传给世界其他国家的时候，其他民族的时候，我们会得到神的祝福。
You know, it's very important that we as Christians understand the basic foundation on which missions rest.
所以作为基督徒，很重要的就是我们要明白我们这个宣教的根本和基础。
Because only if we understand that,Then can we persevere when there are problems and difficulties?
因为只有当我们明白这个时候，当我们遇见困难、遇见挑战的时候，我们才能够坚持下去。
But also, we need to know this in order to understand for ourselves why we should be interested in missions.
那我们同时也要明白，我们为什么一开始就会对这个要有兴趣。
What is the motivation for it?
我们动机到底在哪里？
Christians need to have biblical answers for what they believe.
那么在这个方面，基督徒要有以圣经为基础的一个答案。
And we believe that God has revealed in His Word for us the foundation on which the whole concept of missions rests.
我们相信神已经通过他的话语给我们显示了我们所有这个宣教的一个基础。
And if you ask a person, where in the Bible do we know anything about missions?
当有人问说，我们怎么知道在圣经里讲到宣教的？
If I were to ask you, where in the Bible would you find the basis for it?
如果我问你，你在圣经里哪里能够找到宣教的这个基础？
I'm sure that all of you here in this room would say, well, there's Matthew 28.
那么你们很多人也许会说啊，那是马太福音第二十八章。
Where Jesus tells his disciples to go into all the world and make disciples of all the nations.
这里耶稣对他的门徒说，要他们出去在万国万民中建造门徒。
And then you say, all right, that's good. Is there another verse?
啊，你说啊，那很好。那有没有另外一些经文呢？
And you scratch a little bit and you say, oh, Acts 1:8.
啊，你又想到说啊，使徒行传第一。章第八节
，Where Jesus tells his disciples before he ascends into heaven，
就是在耶稣升天之前对他的门徒说
，He says, "All power has been given unto me, so go now into all the world, and starting in Jerusalem and to Judea and to Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth."
他就说这些权力和权柄已经给我了，你们要出去宣扬福音，从。犹太地从耶路撒冷到犹太地到世界的地极。
And then you ask, are there some other verses?
那你又会说，那么有没有其他的一些经文呢？
And you think very hard.
然后你就用力的去想。
What would you say?
你会怎么回应呢？
We find it difficult.
有时候我们觉得好像有点困难。
But you know, actually,The theme of missions run through the whole Bible.
但实际上你知道吗？宣教这个主题是在
From beginning to end.
整部圣经里面从头到尾都有。
It's like a red thread that runs through that whole book.
就好像一条红色的线从整本圣经贯穿起来。
And this morning I want to start with Genesis.
那今天早上我就要从创世纪开始。
That's a good place to start.
那是一个很好的一个地方。
Because it's right in the beginning.
因为那是最开始最开头的
And it begins with a man called Abraham.
那就是从一个叫做亚伯拉罕的人开始的
Now he lived about 4,000 years ago.
他大概生活在4000年前
But I think all of us know his name.
但我们想今天我们很多人都知道这个名字
And here we see in scripture how God starts to do something that would affect all of us.
这里我们可以看到在圣经里看到神会做一些什么事情，一直影响到今天我们所有人。
So please turn with me to Genesis chapter 12.
所以请大家翻开圣经第十二章。
And we'll look at the first four verses.
我们一起看十二章的头四节。
Now there are four things that I want to talk about this morning.
那今天我有四件事情我要来告诉大家。
And I want you to notice this because if you remember these four points, you'll remember everything that I'm going to say.
那我就希望大家注意了，因为如果你记得这四点，你会记得我今天所有要讲的。
The first thing.
第一点。
God spoke to Abraham.
神呼唤亚伯拉罕。
The second thing.
第二件。
God challenged Abraham.
神挑战亚伯拉罕。
Number three.
第三点。
God made a promise to Abraham.
神应许亚伯拉罕。
Number four.
第四点。
Abraham obeyed God.
亚伯拉罕顺服神。
That's the message.
这就是今天的信息。
God spoke to Abraham.
神呼唤了亚伯拉罕。
God challenged Abraham.
神挑战了亚伯拉罕。
God promised Abraham.
神应许了亚伯拉罕。
And Abraham obeyed.
亚伯拉罕顺服。
Let's go through this passage.
好，我们一起来看这段经文。
The Lord had said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land that I will show you."
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地。本族富家往我所要指示你的地去。
I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
I will bless those who bless you and whoever curses you I will curse and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
为你祝福的我必赐福于他，那咒诅你的我必咒诅他，地上的万族都要因你得福。
Verse 4,
第四节。
So Abram left as the Lord had told him.
亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了。
It begins here with saying, the Lord spoke to Abraham.
一开始我们就看见耶和华神对亚伯兰说。
Now, right from the beginning, we can see here that this wasn't just any kind of a God.
所以从这个地方，我们一下就看到，这不是一个随便的一个神。
He was the Lord.
他是主，他是。
And he spoke to Abraham.
但是他对亚伯兰说话。
Who lived in a culture where there were many gods.
他当时生活在一个有各种偶像、各种神明的一个文化中。
Where Abraham was living, he was worshiping the moon god.
就是在亚伯拉罕生活的地方，他们是在那敬拜月亮神。
And many other gods.
还有其他各种各样的偶像神明。
They were not real gods.
那些不是真神。
But people worshiped them.
但是当时的人们就崇拜这些神。
And while Abraham was living in this godless culture.
当亚伯拉罕生活在这个真正没有真神的这样一个文化里，
God spoke to him.
神呼唤了他，对他说话。
Now, why would Abraham listen?
那为什么亚伯拉罕会听呢？
How did he know this was the true God?
他怎么知道这位就是那位真神呢？
I don't know.
我不知道。
But it says God spokeAnd Abraham listened to him.
但是这你就看到说，神对亚伯拉罕说话，亚伯拉罕就听了。
You know, everything in this world exists because God speaks.
所有世上一切的存在都是因为神说话。
You read the first chapter of Genesis.
你读创世纪的第一章。
Everything that came into being is because God said.
所有东西能够出现存在都是因为神说了。
God said, "Let there be light."
神说要有光。
And there was light.
然后就有了光。
And with everything else after that, everything in this world is a result of what God said.
那所有这些后来所有这些东西能够出现都是因为神说话。
You know, that's why the Bible is important.
那就为什么说圣经是这么的重要。
Because when God speaks,
因为当神说话的时候
then things begin to happen.
那事情就开始发生了。
And when God does not speak,
当神不说话的时候
nothing will happen.
没有事情能发生。
Now Abraham listened to what God had to say.
那亚伯拉罕就听了神所说的话。
God revealed to himself that he was the Lord over everything.
神向他显示说他是世上所有一切的主。
And Abraham paid attention to him.
而亚伯拉罕就留意听了。
Now I said this is here the beginning of missions.
我可以看到这就是宣教的开始。
And when God said something to Abraham, something began to happen in missions.
当神对亚伯拉罕开始说话的时候，宣教的事情就开始发生了。
Now missions never starts with people.
当然，宣教不是说从人开始的。
It doesn't start when somebody says, "Oh, I have such a great burden to be a missionary."
啊，不是好像有人说啊，我好像有很重的负担要做宣教士。
Let me tell you, if that is the cause for missions.Nothing will ever happen.
我跟你说，如果那个是宣教的开始，那所有事情就不会发生。
A number of years ago, a young man from one of our CCIC churches came to me.
好些年前，从我们 CCIC 的教会中有一个年轻人来到我这里。
He said, "I'm going to be a missionary."
他说我要做宣教士。
When somebody comes and tells me he wants to be a missionary, I'd like to jump up a foot.
当有人来跟我说他要做宣教时候，我会高兴地跳起来。
When somebody who's from a Chinese church says that to me, I want to climb up on a ladder and jump down.
如果是一个从华人教会的人来这样子跟我说，我会高兴地爬上梯子去跳下去。
I was excited.
我当时非常的兴奋。
I said, I will pray for you.
啊，我说我要为你祷告。
2 months later, I saw him again.
啊，两个月后我又见到他。
And I said, what's happening with the going to the mission field?
我就问他，你对于这个宣教的这个负担怎样了？
He said, I'm still working on it.
他说我还在准备。
6 months later, he was still working on it.
六个月之后，他还是在那准备。
And I finally asked him a question.
那最后我问他一句话了。
I said, did God ever speak to you about this?
神有没有对你说话呢？
He said, no, I have a burden.
他说 没有，我这我的负担。
You know he is still here.
你知道他今天还是在这里，在美国。
If God does not initiate something, nothing will ever start.
如果神不来开始一件事情，这个事情就不会发生。
Missions always is not by human initiative, but is when God does some speaking.
宣教永远不是人来开始的。只是当神开始说话的时候才开始。
I was born in a missionary home.
我是出生在一个宣教士的家庭。
And I became a missionary.
后来我也成为一个宣教士。
But it's not because I felt that I wanted to do that, because my father was a missionary and he expected me to do that.
那但不是因为说我父亲是个宣教士，所以他就预期我也成为一个宣教士。
I remember one night I was up in the mountains of Colorado.
我记得有一天我是在科罗拉多的一个山上。
And that night God spoke to me.
但那天晚上神就对我说话了。
And his message to me was,Will you give me your life to serve in missions?
他当时就问我，你是愿意把你自己的全身都摆上给宣教吗？
I said, Lord, I want to serve you, but I want to serve you here in America.
我当时说，神啊，我要侍奉你，但是我要在美国。
God says, No. Are you willing to give your life to serve me wherever I call you?
他说，神说不，你愿不愿意？摆上去任何地方来服侍我。
And how glad I am.
当时我好高兴。
That I listened to God's voice.
我听到我愿意去听神的话。
And my life over these last 65 years in missions has been a wonderful life.
而我生命中过去这65年是非常非常棒的。
Because God has blessed.
因为神祝福我。
So God spoke to Abraham.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说话了。
Now, what did he tell him?
那他对他说什么呢？
We'll see it here in verse 2.
我们看见第二节。
He says, The Lord said to Abraham, Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you.
对不起，第一节。你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
Does that sound like a missionary call?
那像不像一个对一个宣教士的一个呼召呢？
Leave your country,
离开你的国家。
Leave your people,
离开你的 本族
leave your family,
离开你的家庭
and go to the land that I'll show you.
然后去一个我要指示你的地方
It sounds to me like, he was being called to go into missions, doesn't it?
对我来说，这就是一个宣教的呼召啊。
Sounds like a missionary challenge to me.
也像是一个宣教的挑战。
And that's exactly what God was doing.
那就是正是神在做的。
He said, Abraham, I have a huge plan for this whole world.
他说，亚伯拉罕，我对这整个世界有一个对整个世界有一个伟大的计划。
And I am choosing you.
而我选择你
and I'm choosing you to come out of that place where you're living now
我要选择你就离开你所住的这个地方
and I will bring you into a land that I will choose to be where my own people live
而我要带你到一个我自己的子民要居住的地方
the promised land
那个应许之地
and out of that land I willbuild a means whereby the whole world will inherit a blessing.
而在那个地方我要建立起一个能够让世界万族都得祝福的一个地方。
Now, Abraham had no idea what God had in mind.
当然亚伯拉罕完全不知道神到底在想什么。
He didn't realize all that was involved.
他不知道将来会牵扯到什么事情。
All he heard was here was a challenge that was given to him.
他听到的就是现在眼前有一个挑战。
He said, Abraham, leave where you are. Get out of that place.
他说亚伯拉罕离开你现在所在的地方离开那里。
You're comfortable here.
你在这里太舒适了。
You have family here.
你有家庭。
You have all of your connections here.
你有所有的关系。
I want you to be willing to leave this place.
我要你愿意离开这个地方。
And I want you to be willing to trust me to take you to the place where I want you to be.
我要你相信我，你要我要你信靠我，能够带你到要去的地方。
I'm not even going to tell you what the name of that place is.
我甚至不告诉你那个地方是什么地方。
That was a challenge.
那是一个很大的挑战。
Do you like challenges?
你喜欢挑战吗？
Most of us don't.
我们大部分人不喜欢。
I know I've, in my home, I have a little bit of a problem.
我知道我在我家里我有一点点问题。
The problem is not with my wife.
不是跟我太太。
The problem is with my desk.
那个问题就是跟我的书桌有关系。
Years ago, I used to have a secretary, and every morning I came to the office, the desk was very clean.
很多年前我有个秘书的，所以每天早上我来到我的书桌前，那是很干净的，很整齐的。
But now I have the habit of letting all the papers stay on my desk, and it's piling up, you know, big piles everywhere.
但我现在有个习惯，就是让这些书啊、纸啊，在这个书桌上垒起来。
And I know exactly where everything is.
Yeah.You do or you do not.
I know where everything
okay.
is.
我其实知道这些东西在哪里。
But my wife comes to me and says very kindly.
但是我太太过来很温和的对我说。
Isn't it time to clean up your desk?
是不是该整理你的书桌了？
You know that's a big challenge.
你知道对我来讲那是很大的一个挑战。
Because I'd rather be doing other things than clean up my desk.
因为我宁愿做一些其他的事情，而不是在这边整理书桌。
None of us like challenges.
我们都不喜欢挑战。
Because it's taking us out of our comfort zone.
因为把我们从我们的舒适中拽出来了。
But God says to Abram, Abram, I want you to be willing to step out.
但是神就在这里对亚伯拉罕说：“我要你愿意离开。”
I'm willing for you to. I want you to be willing to leave your work that you're doing.
我要你离开你做的事情。
I want you to be willing to leave all of your relationships behind.
我要你离开所有你现有的关系。
So that you can fully trust me.
所以你可以完完全全的信靠我。
I want you to leave your security behind.
我要你离开你的安全感
so that your security is only in me.
所以你只有在我这里得到安全。
I want you to do a new thing.
我要你做一件新事。
That is so much above what your thinking is that you say, I only have to trust God to do this.
而这件事远远超出你的想象，所以你只有要依靠神才能做到。
That was the challenge that came to him.
所以这就是来到亚伯拉罕的这个挑战。
And this is what God wants to do with all of us.
这也是神想要对我们每个人要做的。
You know, we have a tendency to be very passive in our lives.
你知道我们有时候就会很被动。
And the older we get, the more passive we become.
我们得到的东西越多，我们变得就会越来越被动。
And we say to ourselves, we have done enough.
然后我们就会对自己说，我们做的够多了。
Now we don't have to do anything anymore. We are retired.
我们不需要再做什么事情了，我们可以退休了。
I talked to one of my grandsons a few years ago.
几年前我对我的一个孙辈在说。
He was only in his early 20s.
他只是二十出头而已。
And he said to me, Grandpa, I can hardly wait till I can retire.
他说，爷爷，我都等不及要退休了。
You know,We'd like to be in a place where we don't have to do anything.
你知道我们很享受就是说能够不做任何事情。
And you sometimes just can sit in front of the TV and just turn channels.
Yeah, 有时候你就坐在电视机前就在那边转频道。
The Christian life is not like that.
但是一个基督徒的生活不应该是这样。
You know, the book of Proverbs says that the path of the just...is like the shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day.
你知道这个箴言里面也说一个好的日子，这个我需要林长老帮我了。像
the path of the righteous is like a shining light.
哦，一个义人的道路就像像晨曦的 OK。你们知道那句哈，如果你们不知道，我也不会觉得太尴尬。
All right, let's look at it. Proverbs. Let's turn to Proverbs. This is a good verse.
我们一起打开这个箴言。
Chapter 4.
第四，箴言的第四章，第四篇，第四章。
Verse
18. 第四章十八节。但义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
All right, you got it. The older we get, the brighter our light should shine.
所以我们年纪越大的时候，我们这个光应该是越照越明的。
That's the challenge that God lays in front of us.
这也是神对我们每个人的一个挑战。
I was once preaching in a church about Abraham.
有一次我在一个教会里来讲到亚伯拉罕。
And a man came to me after the service.
那在这个崇拜之后，有一个人就来到我这里。
He said, "I am 74 years old."
他说我七十四岁了。
And I have wasted my life.
我已经浪费了我的一生。
God called me at one time.
神有一次呼召我的。
But I did not obey.
但是我没有听从。
I said, "Let me show you a wonderful verse in the Bible."
那我来给你看这个。敬畏你一个非常宝贵的一句。
And I turn to this passage.
然后我就翻到这一段。
Genesis 12 verse 4.
就是创世纪十二章的第四节。
It says, Abram was 75 years old when he set out.
这里说亚伯兰出哈兰的时候年七十五岁。
I said, you're still young.
他说你还，我就说你还年轻呢。
Look how many more years Abram had.
看看亚伯拉罕他年前还有多少年。
And it's a good time to get started.
而这个时候开始就正好。
You know, we need to be challenged.
你知道我们是需要得到这个挑战的。
We need to wake up from our sleep.
我们需要从我们的梦中醒过来。
We say we need to be able to respond to God when He challenges us.
我们说我们要能够回应神的这个呼召和挑战。
Over 100 years ago, my grandfather became a Christian.
一百多年前我的祖父成为基督徒。
And he became a preacher.
然后他成为一个讲道的。
And he went from house to house preaching.
然后他从挨家挨户的去讲道。
And then when my father came along, he went as a missionary to China.
然后当我父亲长大的时候，他就去中国做宣教士。
And he spent nearly 30 years in China preaching.
所以他在中国几乎有三十年在那里传道。
And then over 60 years ago, God called me.
然后六十多年前，神又呼召了我。
And then my son When he finished his university training, he went to Africa as a missionary.
而我的儿子当他完成这个大学里的学业的时候，他去了非洲去宣教。
And he spent 15 years in Africa.
他在那里有15年了。
Now he's a pastor.
他在那里现在是个牧师。
We have 4 grandchildren.
我们有四个孙子。
And I hope that one of them also will hear that call.
我也希望他们中间有一个能够听见这样的呼声。
And then just 2 months ago, I had a great grandson.
那么就是两个多月前，我开始有。
How can a young man like me have a great grandson?
像我这样一个年轻人怎么会有曾孙呢？
And I'm praying that God might even want to call him.
我也祷告说神有一天也要呼召他。
We have been blessed.
我们已经得到了神的祝福。
Because the challenge was accepted by God.
因为这个挑战是神所给我们。
Now God did more than just challenge.
但神不只是给了我们挑战
He also gave a promise
他也给了我们应许
A fantastic promise
一个非常棒的应许
A promise that was bigger than anybody could ever expect
这个是比我们能够所想的要超过我们所想的一个应许
He said to Abram I will make you into a great nation
他说我必叫你成为大国
I will bless you
我必赐福给你
I'll make your name great
叫你的名为大
You will be a blessing
你也要叫别人得福。
And in the end of verse 3 says, all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
然后第三节的末了说，地上的万族都要因你得福。
Can there be any greater promise than this?
能有比这还更大的应许吗？
When God says, I'll make your name great.
当神对你说，我要让你的名为大。
Today the name of Abraham is a great name.
那么今天我们知道亚伯拉罕是一个很伟大的名字。
Christians honor him.
基督徒在这里尊重他。
Jews honor him.
犹太人也尊重他。
Muslims honor him.
甚至穆斯林也尊重他。
He is known all over the world.
他是全世界都闻名的。
His name has been great.
他的名真的是大的。
And God said to him, when he had no children,
那么当他还没有孩子的时候，神对他说
I'll make out of you a great nation.
我要让你成为一个大国。
And we know the story.
我们也知道后来的故事。
That his son was born when he was 100 years old.
那他100岁的时候有了一个儿子。
See, God keeps his promises.
你知道神是会持守他的应许的。
Then God said, through you,All of the earth, nation, all of the earth will be blessed.
然后神说，通过你，因着你，地上的万族都要得福。
What a blessing!
这是多么大的祝福。
And how does that blessing come to them?
那么这个祝福怎么来到的呢？
It came through the Lord Jesus Christ.
是通过主耶稣基督。
He was born in Bethlehem.
他是在伯利恒所生。
He was a Jew.
他是个犹太人
Yet he was the son of God.
那同时他又是神的儿子
And through his death on the cross and his resurrection
那么在他通过他十字架上的死和他的复活
He bought redemption for all of us
他使我们都得到拯救
And he said I want to save the whole world
他说我要拯救全世界
But they must hear the message
但是他们一定要听到这个信息。
Because apart from the gospel, there is no salvation.
因为福音之外没有拯救。
So he says, share it with the world.
所以我们要去和全世界来分享这福音。
And that call came first to the Jewish people.
而这个呼召最早是在犹太人身上。
And then it spread to the rest of the world.
然后一直传遍到全世界。
So God said, I want, Abraham, I want to bless all the world through you.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说，我要赐福给全世界，通过你。
But it could only come as they shared the good news with others.
但这个只有当我们去传福音的时候才能够实现。
Do you want to be blessed?
你希望得到这个祝福吗？
Do you want your home to be blessed?
你希望你的家庭得到祝福吗？
Then what do you do about this commission that Jesus gave to his disciples.
那你怎么样来应对耶稣给他的门徒的这个使命呢？
Now some people will say, you know, I will pray for missions, I will financially support missions, but I don't want to go.
那有些人说我会为宣教祷告，我会在金钱上有些支持，但是我不想去任何地方。
You know, this does not say that everybody has to go someplace.
那这里并没有说所有人都要去到哪里。
But do you have a missionary heart?
但你有没有一颗宣教的心呢？
Do you have a concern for the whole world?
你有没有对全世界有个关注呢？
I am shocked when I talk to many Christians.
当我和很多基督徒讲话的时候，我很震惊。
And I say to them, are you concerned what is happening with, in Africa or in Asia or in Europe?
你对这个在亚洲、在非洲、在欧洲发生的事情，你关注吗？
They say, what's happening there?
他们问有什么事情在发生呢？
They don't know what's going on.
他们不知道。
They're so concerned about their own little life in their own place, they don't even have any interest in the rest of the world.
他们只关心自己的生活，自己的圈子，根本都不知道世界上在发生什么事情。
Being a missionary does not mean that the only way you can serve God is by going overseas.
作为一个宣教士，并不是说你唯一的方法就是要去到某个地方。
It is to be willing to go wherever God sends you.
而是愿意去任何神要差派你去的地方。
And some of you he will ask specifically, you need to leave your place here and go somewhere else.
那么有些人神会很具体的跟他说，你要离开这里去某处。
But others he will say, you stay right here.
但有一些他会说你留在这里。
I want you to have a growing love and concern that the whole world is reached.
但是我需要你的心去，你要有对整个世界都有个关注，而且不断的增加，以至于整个世界都会被影响到。
And you can be a witness and a missionary right here where you are.
你可以在这里做一个宣教士。
And you know, in many ways, missions have changed.
你知道宣教已经发生了很多的变化。
Missions have come to us.
今天宣教的工作已经来到我们这里了。
Did you know that this year alone, over 1 million foreign students from other countries have come to America to study?
你们知不知道就这一年已经有从国外来的学生有达到100万人。
And over 1/3 are Chinese.
而中间有超过三分之一是中国留学生。
They come from Saudi Arabia.
他们也有从沙特阿拉伯来的。
You cannot preach the gospel there.
你恐怕不能在那里去讲福音。
不是恐怕。
你就根本不能在那里讲福音。
对。There are places in the world where missionaries cannot go.
你知道世界上有很多地方宣教士就是不能去的。
So you know what God is doing?
你知道神做了什么？
He's bringing them here.
他就把他们带到这里来。
Is that wonderful?
这不是很奇妙吗？
But what do we do?
但我们做了什么呢？
We just say, oh, that's wonderful, and we keep on doing what we are doing.
我们说那很棒，但是我们还是做我们在做的事情。
God says, I might want you to send them over there to them.
Yeah, 我也许神说，也许我要你去来差派他们。
I'm so thrilled that many of the CCIC churches are sending short-term ministries to the Midwest.
我很高兴的看到很多 CCIC 的教会会差派这个短宣队去美中。
That's wonderful.
那非常非常好。
And I think it's a good opportunity to share the gospel.
我也觉得我也知道说这是一个很好的机会去传讲福音。
That only reaches a handful of you.
但那个也只是能够触及到一小部分。
God wants all of us to be involved.
但是神希望我们所有人都能够参与宣教，不管你年纪有多大。
God wants you to have a concern for the world that the world will hear the gospel.
神要你对整个世界都关注、都关心，以让他们能够听到福音。
And it might even start with some neighbor that you have living next to you.
也许就从你的邻居开始。
There are lots of Indians here.
这里有很多印度人。
Is that right?
是吗？
Yeah, you know, there are two groups of people that are very smart, the Chinese and the Indians.
你知道有两群人非常非常聪明，中国人和印度人。
But then there are the Germans too.
当然德国人也很聪明。
So God spoke to Abraham.
所以神对亚伯拉罕说。
God challenged Abraham.
神也挑战了他。
God made a promise to Abraham.
神也应许了他。
And then God stepped back.
然后神就往后退一步。
Now it was Abraham's turn.
这时候就轮到亚伯拉罕了。
And the Bible says very simply, Abraham left as the Lord had told him.
那圣经上就说亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去
了。Abraham obeyed God.
亚伯拉罕顺服了神。
And that is what missions is.
那这就是宣教了。
It starts with God.
从神开始。
God lays out his plan.
神给出了他的计划。
And then he issues that challenge to man.
然后他给人一个挑战。
And then man accepts it.
然后神，人就接受了这个挑战。
He said, I will do exactly as you have told me.
我会照着你的吩咐去做。
And when that happens,
当这样发生的时候，
then God's blessing will begin to flow.
神的祝福就开始流动了。
China went through a great period of blessing.
中国就曾经经历过一个很祝福的年代。
And it was during the 1930s that blessing started through one man.
那是在1930年代，当时就从有一个人身上就开始了这个祝福。
His name was John Song or 宋尚杰。
这位就是宋尚杰博士。
He was the son of a pastor.
他是一个牧师的孩子。
And sometimes when his dad didn't preach, he'd get up and preach too.
那有的时候当他父亲没有讲到的时候，他会跑上去讲道。
He was a little boy preacher.
所以他就是一个小牧师这样。
And he wanted to come to America so badly to study.
他当时就非常想来美国来学习。
He said, God, if you ever open the way for me to come to America, then I will serve you here in China as a minister of the gospel.
他说神啊，如果你开路让我去美国的话，我一定将来也在中国为你传福音。
And miraculously, God opened the door and he came to America.
所以很奇妙的，神就开了这条路，他就来到美国。
But his English was very bad.
但是他的英语非常糟。
And when he applied to university, they said it'll take you at least 5 years to get your degree.
当时他申请的时候，那些学校就在说你至少要五年才能够拿到你的学位。
But he finished in less than 3 years.
但是他三年之内就拿到了这个学位。
And he was one of the 4 top students of the whole university of his class.
而且在他全校全班他是前四名。
Within months he got his master's and in less than 2 years he had his doctorate.
短短几个月他就拿到了硕士，而不到两年他就拿到了博士。
He became well known all over this country and even in Europe.
他实际上当时在美国甚至在欧洲都出名了。
That brilliant young Chinese scientist who had emerged on the scene.
那一个非常出色优秀的科学家，年轻的中国人出现了。
And he forgot all about that challenge God had given to him and the promise he had made.
他也就忘记了神曾经给他的挑战以及他曾经答应神的事。
And one day he was going down the street in New York.
那有一天在纽约他在街上走。
And he heard some singing from a building. It was a little Chinese church.
那时候就是有一个听见一些歌声，那是从当时的一个华人教会里面传出的。
And he walked in.
然后他就走进去了。
And there was a young Taiwanese girl that gave her testimony.
那里有一个台湾女孩在做见证。
And after he had listened to her,
那他听到这个见证，
God rekindled a fire in him.
神就再次点燃他心中的火。
And he said, I must do what God has asked me to do.
他就说我必须要做神要我做的事。
And he enrolled in seminary.
然后他就去了这个神学院。
But it was in seminary that he nearly lost his faith.
那么在这个神学院里他几乎失去了自己的信仰。
And he started criticizing everybody.
他就开始批评周围的人。
But God didn't let go of him.
但是神没有放弃。
And he came under huge conviction in his own heart.
所以他心中最后有一个非常大的一个转变。
When one night God said to him, What will it profit a man if he gains the world but lose his own soul?
他说对于人来说，如果 得到所有但失去了的生命有什么意义呢？
And it did not take long after that that he was on a boat going back to China.
所以那个之后不久他就开始就是坐船回中国了。
And while he was on the ship there was a big storm.
啊，当时在这个回在太平洋的这个船上的时候来了一个很大的风暴。
But the storm was not on the outside, it was inside his heart.
但这个风暴不是外边的，而是他内心的。
And he said, maybe I did the wrong thing.
他说也许我做错了。
But he said, no, God's called me.
这个神其实呼召我了。
God has spoken to me.
神已经呼唤我了。
And he went down into the cabin and he took all of his diplomas.And all of the honors he had received.
所以他就去把他这个所有的这些毕业证书、一些奖章。
And all of the medals and the Phi Beta Kappa Chi and all these things, he brought them all up.
所有他得到的这些奖章和奖励。
And he threw them overboard.
他把他扔到太平洋里去了。
He said, "I'm through with that."
他说我这些都是过去了。
I only have one mission.
我现在只有一个使命。
To preach the gospel.
就是去传讲福音。
He came to China.
他来到中国。
And God used him probably more than any other evangelist China has ever had.
那么神可能使用这位传道人多过历史上其他的传道人。
He was fully committed to serve him.
他就完全完全的委身于服侍神。
Every time I think of John Song,
那每次我想到宋尚杰，
it's a challenge to my own heart.
这个对我自己也是个挑战。
He was a man who, above everything else, wanted to follow God's word.
他是一个非常愿意遵守神的话的人。
And that meant taking the gospel not all over China, but into other parts of Asia as well.
那就是说，不只是在中国传讲福音，也把这个福音带到亚洲其他国家。
And I've been praying for many years now that God would raise up 10,000 Chinese missionaries.
我已经祷告了很多年了，就是神要在中国能够兴起一万名宣教士。
And I was absolutely thrilled this morning when before the service somebody came to me and he said,There's a man and his wife who are willing to serve as missionaries.
所以今天早上当有一个人来跟我说有一对夫妻他们愿意去全身的委身神，我当时听了就非常的兴奋。
And soon they're going to be on their way to Africa.
那么很快他们会去非洲。
These are answers to prayer.
这些就是回应这个祷告的。
And as I've seen CCIC over these last 25 years,
而我又看到 CCIC 过去这个25年，
my heart has been thrilled as I've seen different ones from various congregations hearing that call and going.
我看到不同的会众听见这个呼声并且回应，我也是非常非常的激动。
And I'll keep praying for Cupertino.
我会继续的为CCIT Cupertino 来祷告。
And San Jose,
还有圣何西，还有 Mountain View,
and North Valley, and South Valley, all the various churches.
所有这些教会，我会继续为你们祷告。
That God will raise up men and women who respond to God's call.
神会兴起。这个时代的男女来回应他的呼召。
And that way bring blessing on their own lives and on their churches.
那最后为他们自己也为这个教会带来祝福。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, thank you for Abraham's obedience.
天父，我们为亚伯拉罕的顺服而感恩。
And Lord, I pray that you will give to all of us that heart that Abraham had.
主，我求你赐给我们每一个人一颗亚伯拉罕所有的心。
That we will obey whatever challenge you lay before us.
我们会顺服你，并且会面临我们所有的这个挑战。
So help us to listen to your voice.
所以帮助我们来聆听你的声音。
Let us, Lord, really pay attention to the word of God as it speaks to us.
让我们特别留意神的话语。
And we will thank you in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名来感恩，谢谢你，如此祷告，奉主你的名，阿门。